The Selden St. Vaast Jog Race dazzles sailors with stunning sunsets and tactical challenges on the May Bank Holiday weekend. Here's why the strategies employed during this race could redefine future channel crossings. If this caught your attention, a thumbs up goes a long way. The race kicked off in Cowes under ideal conditions, with warm sunshine and a favorable southwest breeze. Boats launched gracefully from the Solent, their spinnakers filled, creating a picturesque scene. However, the charm masked the complexity ahead. Navigators faced a forecast predicting calm winds and potential drifting, raising questions about not just crossing the channel, but where they might end up without wind. As night fell, the fleet entered a transition zone. Crews adjusted sails and routes while battling slow progress. Fortunately, the feared wind shutdown was less severe, with most crews facing up to 90 minutes of calm. An early easterly breeze brought renewed energy, allowing the fleet to surge toward St. Vaast. Upon arrival, the sailors enjoyed sunshine and ample time to clear the lock before it closed. A festive atmosphere followed, complete with music, local wine, and prize giving before a sudden thunderstorm. Surf triumphed in Class 1, Nightjar topped Class 2, and Sailfish dominated Class 3 and the IRC overall victory.